the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USMCA is more of a field goal than a touchdown since the Trump administration has not yet lifted steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells AgriMarketing.com we can consider it a touchdown once that is done. Mexico and Canada both hit back with retaliatory tariffs, and the Mexican import taxes continue to hit U.S. ag particularly hard on cheese, pork, apple, and potato sales. Perdue says the tariffs achieved their goal of getting Mexico and Canada to the negotiating table, but need to go. The National Corn Growers Association partnered with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to update a study on the value of red meat exports to domestic U.S. corn growers. According to AgWire.com, in 2018, the study showed beef and pork exports used a combined total of 14.9 million tons of corn, which equates to an additional 459.7 million bushels of corn produced, up 29% over 2015 projections. President Trump's decision to extend a deadline to escalate tariffs on Chinese imports is creating cautious optimism in global markets. The president says progress in negotiations led to his scheduled meeting with the Chinese president to finalize an agreement. Washington, D.C. sources tell AgWeb.com U.S. and Chinese negotiators have discussed how a potential deal would be enforced. They're still trying to iron out differences on changes to Chinese treatment of state-owned enterprises, subsidies, forced technology transfers, and cyber theft. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.